in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
About 300 people are still missing. The southern part of Malawi has 505 camps, and each camp has got almost 500 people. Crops have been washed away. There are some parts of the country in southern region where the whole village has been washed away. So I think as a country, we did not expect the cyclone Fred to have such kind of devastating impact. And I'm sure we are here to live this impact for a long time, because the damage caused by the cyclone Fred is beyond our expectation and requires a lot of resources if we have to bring back normal life to over 350,000 Malawians who have been affected.
With that said, Andrew, what is the government and international organizations doing in terms of relief efforts to aid these people who have been affected?
The government of Malawi, through the department responsible for disasters, DODIMA, is on top of things, trying to see that there is relief provided to all the victims. But needless to say, the resources as a country that we have are not enough and are far from being enough. You are aware we are one of the poorest countries in the region, and we could not have resources to respond to such a type of an impact. We are happy that the donors, development partners have come forth to support the UN. Different bodies have come to support, and we are grateful, but also some governments have also come with their support. Zambia, Tanzania, the UK government, a number of governments are coming forth to support, which is actually very exciting as well. The support is not yet enough.
When you look at these camps that the displaced people are living in, how would you describe the living conditions? Because we do hear that the cholera outbreak is getting worse.
Yes, we have already been going through the cholera outbreak since November, December last year. The figures were quite alarming. Actually, when you look at the government dashboard, where updates for cholera are provided, you would see that we have already lost over 1,700 Malawians to the cholera. Even those who went through the outbreak are a lot. Now, as we were recovering from the cholera outbreak, when the figures were reducing, now we are hit by this cyclone, and now bringing people together into camps where challenges of sanitation are quite acute. We have been notified that the cholera, some camps have registered cholera cases, and this is quite very worrisome, because let's say you are looking at the camp which has over 500 people. They are using could be 3 or 4 toilets. Clean water is an issue. Issues of sanitation are an issue.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.